Hello and welcome to episode 233 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue Mail Week by looking at the Penny Post. Before the mid-1800s, almost every aspect of the postal service was different than our modern mail. Postage wasn't necessarily paid up front, for example. Senders had the option of passing that cost onto the recipient. The poor recipient was often in for a bit of a shock when an unexpected letter arrived for them that they had to pay for. Even more often, the recipient couldn't afford the letter and took it on credit without any intent to pay, burying the postal service in debt. And the price was certainly nothing to sneeze at. Postage was calculated both on the number of sheets being mailed, including envelopes, meaning that envelopes weren't all that popular, and the distance the letter was to travel. Due to cost, letter writing was an elite pastime, carried out by the rich who had time and money to write. Because of this, the government viewed mail as a sneaky way to raise tax monies. All that changed with the innovation of the penny post. The penny post started out as a British creation. The radical idea behind the penny post was that mail should not be viewed as a source of revenue for the government, but rather a tool for encouraging communication and connectivity amongst citizens. Ultimately, proponents of the penny post believed it would lead to a greater national union in Great Britain. Chief among the advocates was Rowland Hill, a retired teacher. The champion of the penny post movement, he staunchly believed that all mail should cost no more than a penny, regardless of how many sheets used, though weight was still a factor, and no matter where on the island it was sent. In 1840, the British government adopted Hill's reforms, and letter writing across England exploded in popularity. Volume jumped from 76 million letters in 1839 to 411 million in 1853. The United States dragged its feet implementing the penny post, but finally cemented the reforms with the Post Office Act of 1851. The advent of the penny post in the United States is arguably the single most important reason so many soldiers fighting in the Civil War wrote such a high volume of letters. Had the old system been in place, they would never have been able to afford to send so much mail. But these letters today are a treasure trove to historians. Through the letters of these soldiers, we understand their dreams and fears. Most of all, they provide a more complete picture of the everyday life of average citizens more than ever before. All thanks to the almighty penny. Thanks for tuning in to episode 233 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we zip through the mail service.